Walmart's online store has begun selling personal computers for less than $300. What makes the machines unusual is not only their low price, but the absence of the Windows operating system. Instead of Windows, the computers come preloaded with an operating system called Lindows. The San Diego company that sells the software hopes to be competitive with Microsoft, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
If you're going up against one giant, it helps to have another on your side, which is why Michael Robertson, the founder of an upstart software company called Lindows.com, is happy to enlist Walmart as an ally in his challenge to Microsoft.
When we started Lindows.com, we said, hey, it's about bringing choice. That's our goal. So when it came around looking for a retailer, that's what Walmart's about, is bringing products to all stratas of society at very affordable prices.
The Lindows computers sell for about $100 less than comparable Windows machines. They can read documents and emails sent from Windows computers. They come with online tech support, and customers can download three free application programs, such as a word processor or spreadsheet, using a system Robertson calls click and run.
You literally click your mouse one time, the software is downloaded, installed, configured, ready to go. I mean, I have a 5-year-old who doesn't read, and he's downloading games on his Lindows OS computer, and the software's on his computer ready to go.
This is where Lindows.com hopes to make its money. It's essentially giving away its operating system, a dressed-up version of the free Linux software, in hopes that customers will pay $99 a year for unlimited online access to hundreds of applications. This isn't the first time Robertson has used the Internet to take aim at an established industry. 4 years ago, he helped pioneer online music distribution with a company called MP3.com. Last year, Robertson sold that company to Vivendi Universal for $372 million and put some of his own proceeds into this new venture. Now, instead of selling digital music over the Internet, he hopes to sell digital software.
There are amazing similarities, whether it's, changing an industry or competing with giants or whatever, a lot of parallels there. And hopefully the experience that we picked up at MP3.com will hopefully parlay into a good, solid business run here.
Robertson is certainly a charismatic salesman, and some have called him a visionary. But skeptics say in this case his vision may be a little out of focus. For example, downloading software from the Lindows warehouse is easiest with a fast broadband connection, but less than one household in five has one. What's more, Stephen Baker, who's with the market research firm NPD Tech World, doubts that an operating system like Lindows is ready for the broad consumer market.
I think certainly there's a segment of the computing population that wants new or different operating systems. I guess I would be surprised if those people were Walmart shoppers.
Walmart won't disclose sales of its Lindows machines, but says so far the response has exceeded expectations. In the past, the retail giant has used its clout to challenge monopolistic manufacturers and bring lower prices to consumers. Walmart created its own discount brand of vitamins, for example, and is now one of the top brands in the country. Spokeswoman Cynthia Lin insists Walmart.com is not trying to topple Microsoft by selling Lindows computers, but merely offering consumers a choice.
Most customers are looking for computers with Windows installed, and this is simply a way to reach out to another group of customers, and it is a niche that we hope to fill.
It's too soon to say how big that niche might be. Microsoft, which controls more than 90% of the market for desktop operating systems, isn't exactly running scared, says company spokesman John Murchison.
The way we look at this is that consumers today can go into retail stores and buy an entry-level Windows XP PC from a major PC manufacturer for under $600 that will be guaranteed to work with thousands of Windows-based software and hardware products. We think that our products are quite competitive, both in the performance and on a price point.
Still, Microsoft has gone to court, complaining the Lindows name is too close to its own Windows brand. A Seattle judge has allowed Lindows to keep using the name, at least until a trial set for next April. By that time, Michael Robertson hopes to show other retailers and computer makers there is demand for a rival operating system. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.